the whole council rose and led Jesus away to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man subverting our nation, forbidding payment of taxes to Caesar, and proclaiming himself to be Christ, a king." So Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews? You have said so." Jesus replied. Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." But they kept insisting, "He stirs up the people all over Judea with his teaching. He began in Galilee and has come all the way here." When Pilate heard this, he asked if the man was a Galilean. And learning that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself was in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased. He had wanted to see him for a long time, because he had heard about him and was hoping to see him perform a miracle. Herod questioned Jesus at great length, but he gave no answer. Meanwhile, the chief priests and scribes stood there, vehemently accusing him. And even Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him, dressing him in a fine robe. They sent him back to Pilate. That day Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this time they had been enemies. Then Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. I have examined him here in your presence and found him not guilty of your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing deserving of death. Therefore I will punish him and release him." But they all cried out in unison,
"Away with this man!
Release Barabbas to us!"
Wanting to release Jesus,
Pilate addressed them again, but they kept shouting,
"Crucify him!
Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "What evil has this man done? I have found in him no offense worthy of death. So after I punish him, I will release him." But they were insistent, demanding with loud voices for Jesus to be crucified, and their clamor prevailed. So Pilate sentenced that their demand be met. As they had requested, he released the one imprisoned for insurrection and murder, and handed Jesus over to their will. As the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon of Cyrene, on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him to carry behind Jesus. A great number of people followed him, including women who kept mourning and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Look, the days are coming when people will say, 'Blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never bore, and breasts that never nursed.' At that time they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if men do these things while the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
Two others who were criminals were also led away to be executed with Jesus. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his garments by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers sneered at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him and came up to offer him sour wine. "If you are the King of the Jews," they said, "save yourself." Above him was posted an inscription, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there heaped abuse on him. "Are you not the Christ?" he said, "save yourself and us." But the other one rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same judgment? We are punished justly, for we are receiving what our actions deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over all the land until the ninth hour. The sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn down the middle. And Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And when he had said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had happened, he gave glory to God, saying, "Surely this was a righteous man." And when all the people who had gathered for this spectacle saw what had happened, they returned home beating their breasts. But all those who knew Jesus, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. Now there was a council member named Joseph, a good and righteous man, who had not consented to their decision or action. He was from the Judean town of Arimathea and was waiting for the kingdom of God. He went to Pilate to ask for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut into the rock, where no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was placed. Then they returned to prepare spices and perfumes, and they rested on the Sabbath, according to the commandment.